that they're human is a tragedy. For a cat, it's an experience. Besides, this new shape was a lot more fun. No one had thrown an old boot at him for over 10 minutes. The two witches looked around the room. "Odd," said Nanny Og. "Not what I'd expect in, you know, a royal bedroom."
"Is it a royal bedroom?"
"There's a crown on the door."
"Oh."
Granny looked around at the decor.
"What do you know about royal bedrooms?" she said, more or less for something to say. "You've never been in a royal bedroom."
"I might have been," said Nanny.
"You never have.
Remember young Verence's coronation? We all got invited to the palace," said Nanny. "When I went to have a... to powder me nose, I saw the door open, so I went in and had a bit of a bounce up and down."
"What was it like?"
"Very comfy. Young Magrat doesn't know what she's missing. And it was a lot better than this, I don't mind saying," said Nanny. The basic colour was green. Green walls, green floor. There was a wardrobe and a bedside table, even a bedside rug, which was green. The light filtered in through a window filled with greenish glass.
"Like being at the bottom of a pond," said Granny. She swatted something. "And there's flies everywhere."
She paused as if thinking very hard and said, "A duck pond," said Nanny. There were flies everywhere. They buzzed on the window and zigzagged aimlessly back and forth across the ceiling. "Duck pond," Nanny repeated, because people who make that kind of joke never let well alone. "Like duck."
"I heard," said Granny.
She flailed at a fat blue bottle. "Anyway, you'd think there wouldn't be flies in a royal bedroom," muttered Nanny.
"You'd think there'd be a bed, in fact," said Granny.
Which there wasn't. What there was instead, and what was preying somewhat on their minds, was a big, round, wooden cover on the floor. It was about 6 feet across. There were convenient handles. They walked around it. Flies rose up and hummed away.
"I'm thinking of a story," said Granny.
"Me too," said Nanny Og, her tone slightly shriller than usual. "There was this girl who married this man, and he said you can go anywhere you like in the palace, but you mustn't open that door, and she did, and she found he murdered all his other..."
Her voice trailed off. Granny was staring hard at the cover and scratching her chin.
"Put it like this," said Nanny, trying to be reasonable against all odds. "What could we possibly find under there that's worse than we could imagine?"
They each took a handle. 5 minutes later, Granny Weatherwax and Nanny Og stepped outside the duck's bedroom. Granny closed the door very quietly.
"Caw,"
said Nanny, her face still pale.
"Yes," said Granny, "stories.
I'd heard about, you know, people like him, but I never believed it. Yuck! I wonder what he looks like."
"You can't tell just by looking," said Granny.
"It explains the flies, at any rate," said Nanny Og.
She raised a hand to her mouth in horror.
"And our Magrat's down there with him," she said. "And you know what's going to happen? They're going to meet one another, and..."
"But there's hundreds of other people," said Granny. "It's hardly what you'd call intimate."
"Yes, but even the thought of him, you know, even touching her, I mean, it'd be like holding her."
"Does Ella count as a princess, do you think?" said Granny.
"What? Oh, yeah, probably. For foreign parts. Why?"
"Then that means there's more than one story here. Lily's letting several happen all at the same time," said Granny. "Think about it. It's not touching that's the trick. It's kissing."
"We've got to get down there," said Nanny. "We've got to stop it. I mean, you know me, I'm no prude, but... Ugh!"
"I say, old woman..."
They turned. A small fat woman in a red dress and a towering white wig was peering haughtily at them from behind a fox mask.
"Yes," snapped Granny.
"Yes, my lady," said the fat woman. "Where are your manners? I demand that you direct me to the powder room this instant. And what do you think you're doing?"
This was to Nanny Og, who was walking around her and staring critically at her dress.
"You're a 20, maybe a 22, said Nanny.
"What? What is this impertinence?"
Nanny Og rubbed her chin thoughtfully.
"Well, I don't know," she said. "Red in a dress has never been me. You haven't got anything in blue, have you?"
The choleric woman turned to strike Nanny with her fan, but a skinny hand tapped her on the shoulder.
As she passed out dreamily, she